Welcome and thank you all for standing by. All participants are in a listen-only mode throughout the duration of today's conference call. This call is being recorded. If you have any objection, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I will turn the meeting over to your host, Mark A. Flannery. You may now begin.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the call today, which is starting a half hour earlier than usual. I want to take a moment to acknowledge the birthday of Martin Luther King, Jr., which we observed yesterday, as we all continue to fulfill his vision of overcoming racism and achieving a more just and equitable society. Martin Luther King Day is also a designated National Day of Service, and this year, our Community Collaborations Work Group, Volunteer Services, and our Anti-Racism Employee Advisory Group recognized the day by organizing 200 employee volunteers to send greeting cards to our patients, touching 2,000 patients' lives in the process. Thanks all for what you've done. Hard to believe that this is my next-to-last CEO conference call before Dan Sabbagh takes over as president and CEO on February 1st. I'll say a more formal farewell next week, but in case some of you are not on next week's call, I wanted to say that although I wish the pandemic had never happened, I'm glad we've been able to share this time each week to go over the latest developments related to COVID-19. And I thank everyone for their insightful questions. Today, I have several important notes about the COVID-19 vaccine to share with everyone. The first is that our COVID vaccination process continues to go very smoothly. Over 1,400 staff got their shots as scheduled over the past 2 weeks, and we've not had any reports of serious side effects. By this coming Friday, we will have vaccinated 2,000 staff with their first dose. Another important note is that New York State has extended vaccine eligibility to people 65 and older. So we're now making the vaccine available to all staff at the NSNY and Partners in Care who are 65 and older. And that's, of course, in addition to patient-facing staff who have always been eligible. Some other important news is that we recently learned that our available vaccine supply that's provided to us by the New York City Bureau of Immunization is going to be reduced for this week. So we're having to adjust our scheduling. Most importantly, our vaccine clinic will now be closed on Saturday, January 23rd, Sunday, January 24th, Monday, January 25th, and Tuesday, January 26th. Our schedulers are now reaching out to anyone with a vaccine appointment on those 4 days and working to move those vaccinations to this week. Again, our vaccine clinic will be closed for the 4-day stretch covering Saturday, January 23rd through Tuesday, January 26th. So, if you're scheduled for one of those 4 days, please do not come in on those days. We'll be in touch with you about moving your appointment up so you can get vaccinated this week instead, if at all possible. If that's not possible, we'll work to schedule you for later next week, starting Wednesday, January 27th. I know that this change in plans is frustrating for everyone. Unfortunately, the amount of vaccine we get each week is not in our control. All states, including New York, are experiencing major vaccine shortages, just as the state expanded eligibility to those 65 and older. So we just need to adjust our situation as it evolves. We are hopeful that this will turn around in the coming days and weeks. Meanwhile, we'll continue to work hard to ensure we can get as much vaccine supply as we need and that our frontline staff are prioritized for vaccinations. Thank you all for your patience and understanding in this manner. I also want to emphasize that the COVID-19 pandemic is continuing its resurgence, which makes it even more important that as many staff as possible get vaccinated. Rates of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to be high across the U.S., with an average of around 4,000 deaths per day reported last week. In New York City, the number of COVID infections and deaths are 10 times what they were 3 months ago. So I encourage everyone to please take advantage of the COVID vaccines being offered to our staff. Again, you can do this by submitting the vaccine request form or sending an email to schedulemeat@bnsny.org, and we will schedule you as we have vaccine available. Two other vaccine notes. We're going to be holding additional vaccine conference calls for staff this week in Spanish, Mandarin, and Cantonese. The Spanish calls are today at 3 and Thursday at 4. The Mandarin call is at 4 today, and the Cantonese call is at 5 on Thursday. Details on how to phone in for these calls are posted on the intranet and the Partners in Care Resource Center on Frontline. So please spread the word to your colleagues. Finally, New York City is looking for nurses and physicians to serve as volunteer vaccinators at the city's COVID vaccine sites. So if you're interested in volunteering on your personal time, please contact Human Resources for information on how to sign up. I'll finish my vaccine comments with a recommendation that you go to the Frontline BNSNY website to see the latest selfie video from one of our Partners in Care Home Health Aides, Anastasi Andre. Anastasi recorded herself getting vaccinated and then recorded herself again both 1 and 2 days after the vaccination to report how she was feeling. As you can see from her video, she had a little soreness in her arm the first day afterwards, and in her own words, she felt really good 2 days after getting the vaccine. As we push to get the COVID vaccine out to everyone, I want to remind you all to please continue wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and washing your hands often. It's important to keep up these preventive measures even after you get the COVID vaccine, because we still don't know whether or not people who have been vaccinated are able to infect others with the coronavirus. Remember, too, that you don't have the full 94% protection from the Moderna vaccine until 14 days after you've received your second vaccine. Rapid COVID tests are also available on pre-scheduled days this week and next at all of our regional offices except Westchester. These tests are another way to protect yourself and others, so please consider getting tested as part of your COVID safety program. The testing schedules posted on the intranet and the Partners in Care Resource Center and our Manhattan testing sites alternate between our 41st and 42nd Street entrances depending on the day. So please check before coming in. And again, please get tested and get vaccinated when you are able to do so, when you meet the criteria. We have our usual 2 emotional support calls for home health aides this week, one at noon today, the other at 1 o'clock on Thursday, plus our support Zoom open for all staff, which is Thursday at 10:15 a.m. Our next support Zoom for staff recovering from COVID-19 will be next Tuesday, January 26th at 4:30 p.m. And our parent support group will take place this Thursday at 4 p.m. As always, information on how to join all of these calls and Zooms is posted on the intranet and the Partners in Care Resource Center. So this concludes my update, and now I'll turn to the questions that were sent to the COVID-19 conference call mailbox. So the first one, the person has 2 questions. The first is, how does an employee get on the list for the end-of-day leftover vaccination? And the second is, someone has typical COVID signs and symptoms after vaccination, not knowing if the signs and symptoms are from the vaccine or a possible exposure. Will they turn positive from the vaccine if tested? So you do not turn positive from the vaccine if you do not have COVID. That's just to be clear. But I'm going to turn over to Andrea. Would you like to talk about how an employee gets on the list for end of the day leftover vaccination?
Sure, Marky. So the vaccines come in vials, and the vials have 10 doses. Sometimes they have 11 doses, and once in a while they have 12 doses. And so at the end of the day, we sometimes have leftover doses. And what we are doing, and you should have received an email about this, is really offering leftover doses to friends and family who meet the eligibility criteria. So the eligibility criteria are essentially for friends and family, anyone over 65. And we're asking people who are interested in having their friends and family sign up to fill out a form. And we have already received, I believe, 90 interested people. We will randomly select amongst those people the first number of people that we will then call in. And the expectation is they have to come in a number of days in a row, maybe up to 7. We never know at the end of the day how many doses we're going to have left. We can send this person, this is really for friends and family, who are over 65, who meet the eligibility criteria. We are being very, very careful about, in every instance, meeting the eligibility criteria that the city has set up and the state has set up for us. So we could send this person that form, but that would be for friends and family. If this person meets the criteria, and I don't know if they do, then they're eligible for the vaccine right now. When I say the criteria, they're either field staff or they're over 65. Thank you, Marky.
Thank you. And again, the second part of that question is, if someone has typical COVID signs and symptoms after vaccination, they could get themselves tested to see if they're COVID positive, but they're not going to be positive just from having the vaccine. They may be positive because they're positive. So nothing else on that. Next question. Thank you for your years of service. Well, thank you. This is very nice. Mm-hmm. The person wrote something nice about me, so I appreciate that. So I recently learned that we do not have permanent telehealth benefits through Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield. The telehealth coverage that we have is only temporary because of COVID. Our permanent telehealth benefits are through livehealthonline.com. Will the company make telehealth a permanent benefit? Marion, can you answer this question?
Yes, good morning, everyone. It's Marion Haas from Human Resources. Yes, the telehealth benefits with your regular medical provider were extended during this period of pandemic. Certainly, they've been very helpful to many employees, and we will have to look into, as things change in the future and get back to normal, with Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, how this type of telehealth benefit might be made eligible as a regular part of our benefit package. Meanwhile, for those of you who might not be familiar with Live Health Online, it is a 24/7 service that makes physicians available to you, and it's very helpful during emergency situations where you might not have access to your medical provider. Thanks very much for the question, and it is something for us to watch going forward as far as your regular benefits for seeing your scheduled medical providers. Thank you.
Thank you. Next one. Good morning. I had 3 loose stools, vomited, have a fever of 100.8, and spent all day in bed. My O2 saturation was 91%, then improved. The next day, I was fine. My temperature was 98.1. My energy came back. I had off after working on Saturday. I had COVID-19 last year in March. Any suggestions? I think this is one where we will follow up directly with this employee to understand their situation, and it may just have been a bad day for them. Any other thoughts on that, Tony?
No, good morning, Mark. I think you're right. We'll follow up with this individual directly, we'll see what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question was, please let us know how many more staff are COVID positive since that 140 number a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, I don't have that number offhand. Does anyone on the call have that number? No. Okay. We don't have that. We'll try to make sure we have that for next week. Thank you. Next question. My question is, if I get COVID-19 can I, if I get the COVID-19 vaccine, can I spread the virus? Okay. So I mentioned during my comments that the what is recommended is that you continue to wear a mask so that you protect others, because it's not clear that if you got COVID-19 that even with the virus that you might not be spreading the even with the vaccine you might potentially be spreading the virus. At this point it's early in the learning about how the vaccine is working for people, so everyone is being asked to continue to wear masks. Anything else that anyone wants to add to that?
Marky, the one thing I would add to that is that what we absolutely do know, that is if you get the vaccine, there is a very good chance you will not get sick from COVID-19. And that's what's really important about the vaccine. Again, what Marky said is what we don't know yet, because the clinical trials are still ongoing, is if you get the vaccine, can you still be an asymptomatic, meaning you don't have any symptoms, spreader? And that research is not complete yet. So we encourage everyone to continue practicing social distancing, mask wearing, all the things that we're recommending, hand hygiene, et cetera, both on and off of work. Thank you, Marky.
Thank you. Next question. I had to decline an appointment for the COVID vaccine when I was offered one because I have antibodies and I would like to wait until February for a vaccine. Is that possible, and who would I call to arrange it? So if you are eligible for the vaccine because you are a patient-facing staff member or you are over the age of 65, then you would reach out to the staff that are scheduling the appointments. You can just go enter that information, and they would schedule you. Again, Mark, we are waiting. Yes, Andrea?
Yeah, Marky, I just want to add that having antibodies does not disqualify you from getting the vaccine. And so I understand that this person might want to wait. There's some recommendation during vaccine shortage that people with antibodies wait. However, we are not testing people with antibodies, and it doesn't disqualify you from getting the vaccine today. If you prefer to get it in February, as long as we have vaccine, we will give this person vaccine.
And what is the best way for them to get an appointment, Andrea?
This person can but should be getting the emails. Schedule me at vnsny.org would be a good way for this person to get it.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Sending an email to schedule me at vnsny.org.
Thanks.
Marky,
next question.
It's Marian.
Yes. Yes.
I just wanted to add that we will be sending a communication today to everyone who is in that eligible population to get vaccinated, clinical field staff or over age 65, and there will be a link in there to a form to be able to get scheduled. That will be coming out today to all field staff who are and staff over age 65 who are not yet scheduled for vaccinations. So you can watch for that, and if everyone would watch for that and sign up and get an appointment this week. Thank you.
Next question. Will the reduced amount of vaccine delivery to VNSNY affect those who have second scheduled appointments 28 days out? So I certainly hope it will not. We are hopeful that we will continue to get vaccine and we will be able to provide the second dose to those people 28 days out. Our first day of second vaccine administration is February 4th. So we're hopeful that we will be getting adequate vaccine to start making that available. And as I mentioned, by the end of this week, we will have been vaccinated over 2,000 people. So we need to make sure that we're getting the vaccine to take care of those people. Otherwise, it may be the city that is making that second vaccine appointment. But we're holding firm and hoping that it will be done internally here. Next question. I just want to know if you can get tested for COVID and vaccinated on the same day. Yes, you can. You can do it in either order. Stop and get tested for COVID, then go get your vaccine. Yes, Andrea, I hear you.
Actually, Marky, we would want people to get tested for COVID first. Then get the vaccine, because just in case you're positive, we do not want you to get the vaccine. So get tested for COVID first. And you don't have to do this. This is not a requirement. But if you want to, get tested first and then get the vaccine second. So you can do that.
Great. Next question. Any movement on Medicare covering telephone care management visits? Are other insurances covering it? I'm worried about staff transmitting the virus to patients or patients to clinicians. So, no, Medicare has still not agreed to pay for care telephonic or telehealth visits. Some insurances are covered. Medicaid is covering it, but there's very few Medicaid. With some of our managed care clients, we're able to use it. But we're worried as well. But unfortunately, the federal government has not agreed to cover telehealth visits at this time. But with staff wearing appropriate PPE, with patients, whether they are patients who are COVID positive or not, they're supposed to be wearing their PPE. They should be protecting themselves and protecting their patients. Next question. I'm a home health aide from Partners in Care. I got my test positive on January 4th. I feel good now, and I started working at 18 on the 18th of this month. I want to know if I could get the vaccine. So, I assume this person can. Am I correct, Tony?
Yes, this person can come and get. Yes, provided they have no more signs and symptoms, they can come and please come and get the vaccine and schedule. Get yourself scheduled.
Yes. Right. So
I'll forward this to this person, to Rosa, who's in charge of the vaccine program for Partners in Care, and have her reach out today.
Thank you. Next question. Do I have to test negative for COVID before I get vaccinated? No, you do not have to test negative for COVID. But if you do get tested and you are positive, then we're asking that you not come to the clinic with a positive COVID test, because we want to protect the people in the clinic, and we don't want you getting a COVID vaccine while you are positive. So while you do not need to get a test before you come to the clinic, if you are feeling that you have signs and symptoms, you should get tested before you come. And if you are positive, please do not come to the clinic. Next question. Where can an employee get the form for the leftover vaccine, please? There was an email that was sent out to all employees. If you go into your email, you will see that there is an email there for you to reference to be able to sign up for the after the leftover program.
I asked somebody to send this person the form.
Okay, next person. If a staff tests positive, takes off work, and then feels better, can they return to work prior to testing negative? I'm going to refer to Tony on this one. We want to, if someone is positive and now they're feeling better, but they have not yet tested negative, can they return to work?
We just asked this person to call the CERT team to make sure that they're following all of the correct protocols. So if you're coming back, if you've been positive, please just call the CERT team so that we know what stage you're at, so that we can bring you back to work safely. So please just follow through with the CERT team, our employee health, before you come back to work. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. What is the difference from the antibodies induced by the COVID mRNA vaccine versus the antibodies by contracting the virus? Tony, are you able to answer this question?
Sure, I'll take a stab at that. So the difference with what we believe is that if you've gotten COVID, that you have antibodies for some period of time. We don't know how long that period of time is. Most people think that's upwards of about 90 days or 3 months. But if you get the vaccine, we know that you have got immunity for a much longer period of time, and we continue to do, they continue to do research on how long that is for. So having the vaccine gives you much, much longer immunity than just getting the COVID itself. Thank you.
Thank you. So that was the last question. It's now 10:26, unless I get another pop-in question quickly before we close. I want to thank everyone who joined today's call. Lots of really wonderful questions. Again, please pay attention to the email that is sent out to you regarding getting scheduled, as well as the sign-up list, so that if you are interested in those friends and family sign-up lists, you're able to sign up for those as well. So that was the end of the questions. I will now conclude the call. Thank you, and have a good rest of your day, and we will talk again next week. Thank you.